My name is Gordon Ross. I'm from Glasgow. I suffer from Parkinson's disease, which has majorly disabled me in that I can't walk. I need help for virtually everything I do.
Gordon, tell us, what's a day like for you?
Waking up in the morning, notifying staff here that you've woken up, by which time you're bored out of your box, lying in bed. The other frustration is that I can't eat lunch myself. I've got to get someone to feed me. And then come the evening, I've got to decide when I want to go to bed. And again, it can take quite a long time. I'm not yet anything like the situation where I want to end my life. Still got a lot of things I want to do, but I can see a time coming, hopefully a few years away. Unless the law has changed in some way, I'm liable to get somebody into trouble for doing it or for giving me a hand. I don't really want to do that.
How frustrating is it for you to fight the law in this way?
I think one thing frustrates me, and that is the disabled organisations that oppose changes in the law, because they see it as an anti-disability movement. As I see it as very pro-disability. It's just giving the disabled person extra rights that they're entitled to. I have strong support for Margot MacDonald's bill, but will we still call it Margot's bill? I think we probably should, even though Margot unfortunately no longer can do it. My own family and I have discussed this issue. And the biggest reaction I got was from my eldest daughter, who burst into tears and said, "I'm so proud of you, Dad, for taking this on." So I had a problem with that way in my family. They're very supportive.
You're obviously fighting very hard. Do you feel strongly that this is for people right across the country, not just a personal campaign?
Oh, very much so. It isn't immediately pressing for me, but there are people right now who are suffering greatly and who might want to use it. If Margot's bill were to be unsuccessful, then I'm sort of back up going to the courts to demand a change, not in the law, but in how the law is administered. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it is a right. We have the right to life. Well, if you've got the right to life, then you've got the right to the opposite, which is death.